friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We've been studying the glorious kingdom, and this is Appendix 2, the Bible theme of light versus darkness. In World War II, Britain imposed blackout conditions during the German Blitz so that bombers wouldn't have any light to guide them in their nighttime bombings of Britain's cities. People had blackout curtains over their windows. Special covers were constructed over car headlights so that light couldn't be seen from above and came out of only a small slit. Blackout regulation compliance was carefully monitored in London. Under blackout conditions, even a small speck of light peeking through would be visible and would seem especially bright in contrast to the darkness around. Closer related to our study of Jesus' glory is the persistent theme of the conflict of light versus darkness. It is seen throughout the New Testament and some of the Old. For example, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Here, Paul explicitly links the light versus darkness theme with Christ's glory. But in most cases, the symbol of light implicitly stands for God's glory. Matthew 4:16, quoting Isaiah 9:2, "The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." Of course, in the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus declares, Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Jesus also gives a parable about eyes that are good versus bad, letting light into the body or keeping it in darkness, Matthew 6:22. But it falls to the Apostle John to emphasize this theme most fully, both in his Gospels and his first epistle. For example, John's Gospel begins, this is John 1, 4-5, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it or comprehended it or overcome it." John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 12:46, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." The darkness is passing, 1 John 2:8, and the true light is already shining. Paul often speaks in terms of the light of Christ, based on the prophecy given him by Ananias at his conversion in Damascus, Acts 26:17-18, "I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God." Romans 1:21, "Their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." 2 Corinthians 4:6, "God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." Ephesians 4:18, "They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts." Ephesians 5:8, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Ephesians 6:12, "Our struggle is against the powers of this dark world." Colossians 1:13, "He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." 1 Thessalonians 5:5, "You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness." And then Peter continues the theme, and it goes on and on in the New Testament, but here's just one more verse. 1 Peter 2:9, "That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." May God bless you as you walk in the light. as he is in the light.